Councillors, and welcome everybody. The Council acknowledges and pays respect to the Tasmanian Aboriginal community as the traditional owners and custodians of this land on which we live. May the words of our lips and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. We have an apology from Councillor Carpenter this evening. And it's nice to see everybody else here. So we'll move straight on to 1.1, the confirmation of the minutes. Can I have somebody move that they be confirmed?
So confirmed.
Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Hiscott. Any queries on those minutes? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 2.1 is Councillor Workshops. There's a list there of workshops. Can I have somebody move that that be received?
So move me.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick. Seconded, Councillor Dubrose. Any queries on those workshops? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.1 is Mayor's Communications. There's none there, nothing to report. 3.2 is the Mayor's Diary. There's a list there, and the Deputy Mayor has also attended something on my behalf. Can I have somebody move that that report be received? Thanks. Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on any of those items in the diary? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 3.3 is declarations of interest. Anybody wishing to declare an interest? Four point one is councillor reports. Any councillors appointed to a committee by council wish to report? Councillor Overton.
I've attended the Central Coast Chamber of Commerce meeting the other night. And the only thing I've got to report is that they're working, got a shop and win competition going, and there's 48 businesses in the town that are involved in that, which is really good. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Any other reports? No. Thank you. 5.1 is leave of absence, and there are no applications. 6.1 is deputations. There are none. 7.1 is petitions, of which there are none. And 8.1 is councillor questions without notice. So, Councillor Van Rooyen, did you have anything? Councillor Beswick?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Dubrose?
No, Mayor.
Councillor Viney?
No, Mayor.
No, Mayor.
Councillor Fuller?
Thank you, Mayor. Just one for the General Manager enclosed, please.
Councillor Hiscott? And none for myself. Uh, 8.2 is councillor questions on being received. 9.1 is public question time. That will be held at 6:40, and we have some questions that the general manager will respond to. 9.2 is public questions taken on notice, and no public questions came from the 17th of May meeting. 10.1 is minutes and notes of committees of the council and other organisations. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconder, Councillor Beswick. Any queries on those minutes? No, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.2 is correspondence addressed to Mayor and councillors. There's a schedule. There is an updated schedule. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconder, Councillor Overton. Any queries on that correspondence? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.3 is the common seal. I think there's an updated schedule there as well. Can I have somebody move that that be received, please? Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Seconded, Councillor Dipprose. Any queries on those items? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.4 is contracts and agreements. Again, there's an updated schedule. Can I have somebody move that that be received? Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconded, Councillor Overton. Any queries on those, that schedule? I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.5 is the residential settlement strategy. There's a full report there and recommendations. Can I have somebody move? Just trying to get to the end of it. The suggested resolution, please. Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. A seconder, please. Councillor Fuller. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, also just trying to get to the exact wording of the resolutions. Just to say that there is a large volume of work that's been done here that holds us in good stead for making our future commitments to the residential strategy. I think the resolution is correct that this is the next step, is to continue the process with an independent planning consultant to get a properly prepared local settlement strategy to put forward in a timely manner, noting that we have, should the budget proceed, allocated funds for that, and that we should also, as is stated there, urge that review of the regional land use strategy as a priority afterwards. But looking forward to the continuation of this work. Thank you.
Speakers.
No. Well, Mayor, I guess it's comforting to know that we've got plenty of residential land in the municipality. That may not be in areas where people want to live, but of course all the choice spots, I guess, have been taken up, and there is still some good land available for residential. And, you know, I think it says in the report we've got enough for 10 years in advance. Land rezoned, so that's good. Just a little reminder, and I know that we've been working on it, but we need to do the same for commercial land. I think we should buy a bullet and finish developing that land out there at East Ulverston. That has been talk about it for a long time, so far as extending the road right through to
Councillor Van Rooyen, if you don't mind. Nothing else on that? Okay, thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, we've talked about this in workshops previous to tonight, so we're all familiar with it. I suppose I took some comfort that the consultation didn't tell me anything I didn't know. Didn't already know, so it reconfirmed for me what I thought was what was the case. And as Councillor Van Rooyen has alluded, we do have some pieces of already zoned residential land, and obviously some of that has been solved and moved and changed already since this report has been active for the last couple of months. I noticed the sales of the one in Penguin, there's been some shifting there. And in relation to the ones at Ulverston, as we've discussed before, I believe there's some proactive steps that we as a council can take to make those areas that are already zoned residential very appealing. And so I look forward, as Councillor Hiscott said, to continuing this work.
Speakers, Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. I'm keen to see the regional land use strategies reviewed. I think at the moment, when this was set up quite a few years ago, when people moved to, and rather than just talk about Central Coast, let's talk about our region, people are choosing where they want to live because of the location of the land that may be available. And sometimes the land that becomes available in certain municipalities isn't perhaps what people are looking for. You've only got to look at the Port Sorell Shearwater area. People are looking for the coastal, not necessarily rural lands. So I'm pleased that we've found some areas where we can get a bit of growth in our area. And I think there's some issues with the current land use strategies, with the regional land use strategies, that hopefully the review will bring some improvement into the future.
Any other speakers? Councillor Hiscott, would you like to close?
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, as others have said, it's an interesting space to watch. I think from this we need to ensure that we have a progressive, that the final settlement strategy needs to be progressive, looking forward to growth in the community, to see you know, those extra people that move in or people that, that move up into our community want to stay here and also want to move here, and this is the place to be. That in doing that, that, you know, increase the race base, increases the rates base and allows us to then invest more back into this community, this great community that we all enjoy. Like to see it ahead. Thank you.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.6 is infrastructure services. There are no matters there. 10.7, statutory determinations. Can I have somebody move that they be received? Thanks, Councillor Fuller. Seconder, Councillor Diprose. Councillor Fuller, would you like to?
Mayor, just to say that that's fabulous. We know that the construction industry is working hard and their supply chain is working hard, and we're still seeing the new works and the additions and alterations coming through. And I thank our planning staff for their continued working under pressure. They say it makes diamonds, so they must be doing a good job.
Motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.8 is the conservation covenant rate rebate policy. I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Seconder, please. Councillor Fuller. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak to this?
Yes, it's my pleasure to be able to move this motion in respect of the conservation rebate policy. It's good to be able to reward those people that have actually got conservation a significant area within their titles and within their rate base, and I'm pleased that we're able to put forward after being prompted by ratepayers in the past, a system where we can offer even a rebate, even though it is rather small. Thank you.
Speakers? Oh, Councillor Hiscott.
Yeah, just adding to that, just noting that this brings us in line with quite a few other councils around the state, and that I think this is a good move to homogenise with the other councils that are doing this.
No other speakers. I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.9 is the annual plan for the year ending 30 June 2022. Can I have somebody move the annual plan be approved, please? Councillor Viney. A seconder, please. Councillor Beswick. Councillor Viney, would you like to speak?
Thank you. Once again, it's my pleasure to be able to move this motion with the annual plan. I see it as a very comprehensive report, and I'd like to congratulate the staff on the way that it has been put together. Along with it, obviously, there's a budget and also other things, but in this annual plan in particular, I just want to say that we've been able to provide the services to the ratepayers that we've been able to in the past, which includes our ongoing commitment to cultural facilities. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. As with Councillor Viney, my thanks to staff for their work putting through a comprehensive plan. I'm pleased that it seems to reflect the fact that last year was a difficult year and there were some things that we didn't get done, or some things that might have only been partially started due to the variety of pressures that came about from last year. So we haven't set ourselves a huge, great big bar this year. I feel like there's a bit of consolidation work that's reflected in the plan, and I'm pleased to see that and looking forward to that, along with some new initiatives. But I feel like it's achievable and I look forward to working with the staff through a lot of those projects and activities during the year.
Any other speakers? Councillor Hiscott.
Thank you. Just to put on record my appreciation to the GM and the staff on putting this together, and that goes for the rest of the documents to follow as well, just to make sure that is known. There is a, you know, these are documents that aren't easy to put together, and what's been put together for this year and the previous years as well has always been a great document. I just want that noted for that and the other documents to follow. To thank you.
Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. I'd concur with the other speakers and agree that it's a large document. If anybody's got the time to take to be able to read through that, you'll see what we're planning as a council to be able to achieve for the community this year. I concur with Councillor Fuller that in the end it was very difficult to be able to hit all our targets last year, and I myself would always rather see a plan that we can achieve rather than to extend ourselves too much, and make sure that we achieve those targets for the community. Thank you.
Speakers. Councillor Viney, would you like to close?
Thanks, Mayor.
All right. Motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.10 is the estimates for the year ending the 30th of June 2022. Can I have somebody to move? Thanks, Councillor Viney. A seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Viney.
Thank you. The estimates obviously are just putting all the numbers into the annual plan and giving us all our line items, etc. I'd just like to once again just say that it is a very comprehensive report, and as I said, is a very responsible set of numbers. And once again, congratulate the General Manager and staff on the production of this very, like I said, comprehensive report. Thank you.
Speakers? No. I'd also like to acknowledge the General Manager and staff, because I think both the annual plan and the estimates of, they're not easy to try and juggle all of the competing priorities that between our community and what we must do and what we'd like to do, and I think that what we have in front of us tonight is a very responsible budget and annual plan, and I look forward to some of those new initiatives happening throughout the year and others being completed, many of the others that have, you know, been ongoing. You didn't want to close, Councillor Viney?
No, thanks, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. 10.11 is the fees and charges for the year ending the 30th of June. Can I have somebody move that they be fixed?
So moved, Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Beswick. And seconded, Councillor Fuller. Councillor Beswick, would you like to speak to this?
I thought the our representative on the audit panel might have been happy to move these, but he'll no doubt speak to the audit auditor when he has his next meeting. Just want to again thank the staff and the general manager for setting out all these fees and charges. We've been through them significantly at our workshops. Nobody likes to have to put fees up. The general rate has gone up, I think, barely 3%. But if we look at CPI over the last 2 years, it's gone up 4.5%. So we've achieved, I think, a good result for the community with our charges. There was no increase last year, so naturally there's a bit of a pickup there. And everything else has been kept reasonably in check. To keep the community assets and responsibilities at a good level for the service and so forth that the community will achieve. Thank you.
Thank you. I might have been referring to the rates in some of that, Councillor Beswick, the rates and charges, but be as well for the fees and charges. No, I think you've covered things well. Any other speakers?
Thank you, Mayor. Just to say that it's pleasing to see that with the Balancing Act, that our fees and charges, we've been able to maintain those lower prices or remissions of fees and so forth, particularly in the areas of sport and activities for young people in our community. And we know how important that is to allow them to participate in sport at a young age. It sets up good habits for life, and so I think we're all comfortable that it's the collective responsibility of the community to make that as easy as possible and less of a cost burden on families as possible. So I was pleased to see we're able to maintain that. Thank you.
Any other speakers? Would you like to close, Councillor Beswick?
I'll close, yes, Mayor. Apologies for that. I was looking at the other charges above that one. So, but yeah, thank you.
Motion, all those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. Bless you.
Sorry.
10.12 is the long-term financial plan from 2021 to 2031. Can I have somebody move that this plan be adopted?
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to thank
Slavani.
Councillor Beswick,
Councillor Hiscott.
I was trying to give the other councillors an opportunity to speak on financial matters. And anyway, obviously we have to have a 10-year plan budget, and without a budget, we actually plan for failure. So it's a very good document, and it gives us a guideline as to what we are looking at into the future and where the council should stand in the future as well. Thank you.
Speakers on the financial plan. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you. Again, my congratulations, and I know that this is always a difficult thing, the rolling funds. And as Councillor Viney has said, if you don't have a target, you're not going to have any idea if you hit it or not. And we know that staff are rigorous in as much as they can in their adhesion to the long-term financial plan, because any of us that have tried to bring forward a footpath or a road reseal or or anything else of note are very quickly advised by staff where that particular item sits in the long-term financial plan and the reasons that we should be patient and wait for that to come past. So I thank them for their dedication to it.
Thank you. Any other speakers? Councillor Viney, did you want to close?
No, thanks, Mayor.
All right. All those in favour?
Aye.
Against? The motion is carried. 10.13 is the rates and charges for the year ending the 30th of June 22. Can I have somebody move the suggested resolution, please? Councillor Hiscott. A seconder, please. Thanks, Councillor Viney. Councillor Hiscott.
Say what John Beswick said. His comments. So those. Yes, as said previously, I think it's obviously been a very difficult time for a lot of our ratepayers, and I think the intent of this rate rise is to maintain our level of service. To do that, we've tried to find as many efficiencies as possible, which has allowed us to keep it at this minimal level without having to increase it, as we have seen around the state from many other councils, without having to increase it too much, as we've seen at some other councils around the state. I think it's a very responsible rate increase, especially with the increased services that we've had with the Hive to start this year. I think the council staff have done a brilliant job at bringing this into line, and look forward to see how we can get ahead with it. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Viney.
Yes, without repeating myself too much, the rates and charges provide the major top line to any estimates, and it's very important that we collect the amount of rates we require, and I believe we've been very responsible in setting those rates and charges in order to enable us to maintain and provide the services to which our ratepayers have become accustomed. Thank you.
Any other speakers? No. I think we should never be... it's always a balance, isn't it, trying to get what people can afford and what and the services that they expect. And I think we should not apologise for having the great services that we do here on the Central Coast. And we're told constantly that, you know, what a great community we have. I think we've got to balance that with... certainly last year we were concerned that COVID would affect people and affect their pockets and put people into hardship. Luckily, so far that hasn't been the case for too many of our community, and we've been able to bring up some really great community projects that are going to benefit our community for a long time. And I think a 3% rate increase is well within people's expectations and capability, and I think that it's very responsible. Councillor Hiscott, would you like to close?
Yeah, just to confirm and validate those statements, Mayor, that it's all about the level of service. People out in the community commonly say we want more of this and we want more of that. Well, obviously, more of this and more of that comes at a cost to the community. So this is absolutely about finding that balance, trying to leave people happy with the amount of rubbish that's picked up and when it's collected, the amount of when the lawns are mown, when the parks are cared for, trying to find that balance without going too far to have everything absolutely spotless would cost too much, and without letting it degrade to a point where it's not usable. And to do that, we need to continue to charge at a reasonable rate, and this, I think, achieves that. Thank you.
Motion, all those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. Move on to 10.14, which is the fees and charges policy. We've had workshops on this. Can I have somebody move the policy? Where are we? Be adopted.
So
Councillor Beswick, seconded Councillor Hiscott. Councillor Beswick.
Thanks, Mayor. As you described, we've workshopped this policy. Naturally, when you're setting all the fees and charges for our annual budgets, there needs to be a framework behind that as to far as the amount of cost that the community shares with, especially with some of the sporting facilities and various things like that, and other areas where we need to get more cost recovery. So the staff have done up a good report there to be able to base future fees and charges on. So I commend that to the council.
Speakers? Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Mayor. My thanks to staff for endeavouring to or successfully continuously improving the policy, the framework that Councillor Beswick has referred to, and not everybody would be aware of the GST implications and the national competition policy obligations that local government have. So they all come into how things are priced and why they are priced that way, and so it's been a good exercise, certainly for me, to put those things into some categories, and I thank the staff for their work.
Speakers. Councillor Beswick, would you like to close?
I think I've said everything. Thanks, Mayor.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion is carried. That brings us to the end of our meeting, public part of the meeting. So we're going to, and it is only 6:30,
yeah.
But we'll do public question time now, so 10 minutes earlier.
Okay, thank you, Mayor. There are five questions, or five people putting questions for public question time. So So the first one is from Tony King from Penguin. And his question is just asking about any development on the old Penguin football ground. The boundary fence between the ground and my property and nearby properties is in need of repair. Some of the fence was damaged by kids kicking the football into it when the ground was still being used. In accordance with the council's boundary fence contribution policy, the council does not contribute to the cost of fencing abutting public reserves. In relation to the old Penguin football ground, as there has been some time since the first iteration of the redevelopment of the ground, the council have asked Complete Streets, who are currently reviewing the Penguin Town Centre and open space precincts in the immediate area, to review this plan as well as part of the public consultation undertaken by themselves. The report is expected to come to the council by August 2021, at which time the council will make decisions in relation to the Penguin CBD, open space adjoining the CBD, and the former Penguin recreation ground. A question from Leslie Lyons at Leith. On 17th of May 2021, the council advised with regard to the Advocate newspaper published on 20 September 2017 that the general manager advised that the comments attributed to Braddon MHA Roger Yence were incorrect. The Advocate published articles on the 8th and 9th of June where both articles state, on Saturday afternoon, two vehicles crashed at the turn off to Leith on the Bass Highway heading east. The Department of State Growth current accident statistics record accident reference BCRN 21003615 as occurring on 6th of June 2021 and involving a single vehicle. Of the Advocate articles published on the 8th of June 2021 and 9th of June 2021 correct? And how is the council recording the accident on the Bass Highway at Leith on 6th of June 2021? The response is that the crash statistics are recorded by the Department of State Growth, not Council. The accuracy of the Advocate articles on the 8th and 9th of June would need to be confirmed with either the Department of State Growth or Tasmania Police. In relation to the Advocate article on the 20th of September 2017, that's the one attributed to when I said that there was incorrect comment by Roger Yence. The general manager was referring to the comment that the council were undertaking the consultation and writing the report up. This was in fact incorrect, as that was the role of the Department of State Growth. Two questions from Tony Downey at Leith. The council letter dated to 21st of September 2016, written to the Honourable MP Ren Hiddink, MP, Minister for Infrastructure, has an enclosure being the letter dated the 11th of December 2013, written to the Secretary, Department of Infrastructure, Energy and Resources, where the letter states, there are some 45 recorded accidents at these junctions since 2001, with 9 of them serious, including 2 fatalities. Please advise the dates of these accidents and fatalities and the circumstances of how each accident and fatality involved the use of either the Short Street Junction at Leith with the Bass Highway or the Leith Road Braddon's Lookout Road Junction at Leith with the Bass Highway. The response is that the dates range from February 2001 through to September 2016. The crashes are those recorded for the Bass Highway in the Leith area, and the numbers were advised to the council by the Department of State Growth. This request for detailed information should be directed to the Department of State Growth, not Council. In response to a public question asked by Denise Butler on 17th of May 2021, the response by the General Manager stated an Advocate article which was reported after the letter went to the Honourable MT Reen Hitting MP. What is the date this Advocate article was published? What is its headline, and will a copy of this article be provided in response to my question? My response is that there was an Examiner article dated the 7th of October 2017 titled Design of Bass Highway Leith Intersection Overpass Begins, and an Advocate article dated the 20th of September 2017 titled Potential Solutions for Leith. These articles can both be found on the internet. The next one is from Leo and Faye Berman, Leith. In response to a public question asked by Richard Killick on the 17th of May 2021, the response by the General Manager stated four design suggestions were proposed at the community meeting held by the Department of State Growth. What are these four design suggestions, and who or which entity proposed these four designs? The response is that the design options were presented by the Department of State Growth. You need to redirect your question to them. The next question from Leo is, can the Mayor and councillors please explain why they consider the two Leith intersections as extremely dangerous? As the following statistics from the DSG and Tasmania Police from 2001 to 06-06-2021 clearly show that they are not proportionately higher than Lillicoe, Turners Beach to East Ulverston, especially the Maskells Road intersection as follows. A, Short Street intersection, a total of 11 accidents. B, the Leith Road intersection, a total of 15 accidents, one fatality, cyclist in 2017. Police report states cyclists travelling west on highway veered onto highway into path of car travelling in same direction, not at intersection. And C, Maskells Road intersection, a total of 13 accidents, including one fatality. For some period from the 6th of February 2001 to the 6th of June 2021, total accidents for Lillicoe, Turners Beach and to East Ulverston, there were 85 accidents. The Leith section of Bass Highway, there were 87 accidents. So the question was, can the Mayor and councillors please explain why they consider the two Leith intersections is extremely dangerous. The response is that the council acknowledge that any vehicle accidents have the potential to cause significant harm. The council wrote to the minister with concerns regarding the section of Bass Highway that is in our council area. In this case, no comparisons were made concerning other highway accidents. The Department of State Growth are the ones who determine the warrant or otherwise of safety improvements in relation to the Bass Highway as a whole. The last questions I had was from Jamie Smith of Leith. His first question is, distribution of the minutes of the 4th Community Representatives Committee meeting held on the 18th of May 2021 have been determined as confidential and be only published in the confidential papers of Council in accordance with Rule 49.7. What is the precise exact reason or reasons for these minutes have been determined as confidential, and what specific issue, matter or agenda item in these minutes requires or necessitates the minutes being confidential? So the response to that is that the 4th Community Reps Committee minutes are identified in Open Council at Agenda Item 10.1 and the minutes are attached to the agenda. Then the second question is, can you please provide a copy of and or reference to Rule 49.7 in writing for clarification of this rule, as it is must be provided when requested as per the local government regulations. My response is that I assume that you are referring to the Cradle Coast Authority representatives meeting held on the 18th of May 2021. The Cradle Coast Authority determined through its own rules, which is Rule 49.7, whether any areas of their meeting or all of the meeting are to be treated as confidential. Therefore, when the council receives any minutes as confidential papers, the council is required to deal with these in closed council.
Thank you. That brings our public part of the meeting to a close. So, thank you.